So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is joining me from across at least one ocean. I don't know how many oceans, but he's on another part of the world. And did you see I said he? Because lately, if you've noticed, I've had a lot of women guests, and so I'm really excited to have a little bit more gender balance. So welcome, Liam Phillips.
Hi, how are you doing, Erica?
I'm good. Where are you? What country are you in?
I'm in Germany at the moment in a beautiful town called Konstanz. I'm working with some amazing people here.
How exciting.
And I think that's part of really the excitement of my life is just, some days I don't know where I'm going or who I'm going to meet. And I always ask that question in the morning, like, who am I going to meet today and what grand glorious adventure can I have? And I also connect that in with my business as well. So it's like everything that I do shows up, whether I go and have a haircut, go and have a cup of coffee, go and have a beer, whatever it is. When I've asked that question, there always seems to be someone or an energy that shows up that just like matches what I would like to create.
That's really awesome. Tell us a little bit about access consciousness. You know, I haven't asked that many questions about that, but I know it's something that you practice and share with others.
Yeah, well, access consciousness is this set of tools, processes, verbal processes and body processes and energetic processes that allows you to basically change anything in your life. And it's very quick and it's very easy. There's not much significance in it. And what I think, let me take you back a step, is I came in contact with access consciousness because I had an incurable disease and I had almost died a couple of times. And then I just took these very simple tools, which are often based on questions and the body processes, one being bars, and just started using them. And over a 3-month period, I know I'm a bit slow, I changed an incurable disease where I was only about 38 kilos at that stage.
Can you do that in pounds?
38 kilos. Yeah, well, you know, a 90-pound weakling, well, let's it was about 60 pounds.
No.
Yeah.
Whew.
And within 3 months, I changed that and I wrote my first book, Curing the Incurable, from the access tools and processes.
Incurable disease?
It was a disease called ulcerative colitis, and there was a whole bunch of other stuff that was going on at the same time.
And now that's all clear?
That is so different. It's sort of like I've recognized just what an amazing creator that I was to create a disease like that. Without going into too much depth straight away, but I will.
You don't have to tell us too much about the disease. I just find it, I actually knew someone with that. I think that's fascinating that then you had this complete change of everything in your health. You're certainly not 60 pounds now.
No. I've always been skinny, but I have a beautiful body and it's very strong. And what I've recognized now was just at the advanced body class in Sweden with Gary, and what I recognized there was that even though I'm getting older, my body actually is getting stronger. I was quite amazed at just how strong and fit and flexible my body is at, I don't know, I'm in my 50s now. And I can do stuff that I used to do when I was 20, and I was a world-class athlete when I was 20, and I can still do all of that. And it's like, holy moly, that's not supposed to be possible in this reality. And I'm getting stronger than I was when I was 20. Wow. And the part of that is this willingness to not buy into this reality's point of view about aging and disease and it's a wrongness and all of these sorts of points of views.
So if someone's getting started and they're interested in shifting their health, what are some questions you can recommend that they ask, like on a daily basis or today?
Yeah, that's a good question. And like the first question I'd be asking, because what I found is with a lot of people that have diseases, that they go into the emotional and feeling part of it, and they also go into the analyst part of it, where they try to think their way out of it. And of course, if we could have thought our way out of it, we would have already done it. So obviously there is something that is behind our cognitive mind, which is what I call the insane mind, where all that our points of view are creating what our reality with disease, or a disease with relationship, or a disease with your body, or a disease with your money flows. And so the first tool that I probably came across in Access was, who does this belong to for every thought, feeling and emotion that ever comes up? And the really cool thing was, is that I was actually aware of that maybe 10 years before I even actually heard that tool, but I didn't recognize it as a tool. Now, when you ask that question, who does this thought or thing or this emotion belong to, you'll get that, oh my God, and you can return it to sender with all the consciousness of the universe attached. Because what I found is about 47% of the population are so psychic in the way that they pick up things. They're like TVs, you know, and they've got an antenna and they're picking up thoughts, feelings and emotions all the time. And now we have mobile phones, we have internet, and we have all this electrical thoughts, feelings and emotions whizzing through our brains all the time. And when that occurs and you pick it up and you make something yours when it's not actually yours, then you start to create that in your body. So let's, for example, you wake up in the morning and go, oh, I feel like shit, you know. And as soon as you say that, because it's got that word feeling in it, which is the domain of your body, you automatically lock it into your body, and then you can't change it, because it's not true for you and you can't change a lie. So by asking who does it belong to, you'll get the awareness, oh, it's not mine. You don't have to go looking for it, by the way. This is not analysis. It's an energetic thing. You'll start to get an awareness of, oh, it's not mine, and return it to sender.
And I just so love that. Yeah, that's such a cool tool, because really that's really the source of being able to change anything. Really, that right in the nutshell of that is the key to change anything. And I love it. And I could actually talk to you probably for 3 or 4 hours. Mm-hmm. But we did say 8 minutes, and it is the reality of the show. So why don't we just let people know where they can find you and hang out with you and learn from you? Where's a good place to start?
A good place would be my website, and that's liamphillips.com, and that's easy to find. And you can contact me from there. That's the biggest and easiest, simplest way.
Awesome. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you. And what else is possible?